Session number 17300, Reel 4.
Wing Commander Metcalf, Reel 4. Did you actually see any hunger marches in the early 30s?
Yes, I did. I did. I remember Mother taking me as a boy down to Ferry Hill. Now, Ferry Hill is very close to Shildon, 3 or 4 miles or something like that. And we walked down to Ferry Hill where the hunger marches came through. It was quite a remarkable sight because they were very cheerful. They were being helped all the way by, you know, they stayed overnight in church halls and that sort of thing, and people took food for them and looked after them. They were full of the belief that if only they could get to London, they could persuade the then government to do something about the terrible depression. It's difficult to know what the government could have done. I mean, the mines, which were the source of much of the trouble, were all privately owned in those days. And in fact nothing came of the Jarrow March and other marches because, well, I don't think anything could be done in that awful world trade slump, most of all in England, of course. But yes, I remember seeing these men in their flat caps walking past quite cheerfully and being cheered on by the people as they walked past us.
About how many of them do you think there might have been?
Well, for a little boy, it's hard to say, but they looked like hundreds of them, as far as we could see, walking past the street. Of the kind of men we knew in Shildon. But I can remember so many of them used to sit outside their houses on their hunkers, it used to be called. You know what that means?
Squatting.
Squatting, that's right. With a hopeless expression on their faces. Good, solid English blokes who were caught up in this dreadful poverty and industrial dispute. So it never surprised me that after the war, all the returning soldiers remembered this all too well and voted out the Tory government, despite Churchill's glamour and of course, huge achievements in the war, and voted for Attlee and the Labour Party. And they did a lot of good immediately following our war. A lot of good.
Do you remember the 45 election?
Oh, very well, very well. Had I been demobbed, I think I might have been, I'm not quite sure. But we got a hat and a suit, a grey pinstripe suit, which you could buy in Burton's for £3.13 and 6 or something like that. Had I been demobbed? I can't be sure, but when I was demobbed, of course, I thought I'd walk into a good job. Mother, my wife's mother, had found us a house. That was more important to do than anything finding a job. You'd find a job where you went to live, because so many houses had been destroyed. And she found us a house in Yorkshire. 25 shillings a week it was. And I tried all over the place to get a job that I felt I was appropriate for. The fact is, of course, I hadn't got any technical skills. I've got wartime skills, and I was a teacher. And I thought, being a teacher again, really I couldn't cope with that after my experiences, but I had to.
Did you take any active political part in the 45 election campaign?
Not at all, no. I wasn't politicised, really, in those days. I don't think so. I just wanted to start life again. But in the event, what I had to do was take a job in Bradford as a teacher at £350 a year. I'd been earning over £1,000 a year as a wing commander. And go to Bradford Technical College to study engineering 4 nights a week and Saturday mornings. And I did that for 3.5 years and got a London engineering degree.